Pray with me. Father, we need you. We are here because we desire you. And I pray that, Father, as we open your word, you open our hearts. Father, you allow us to be changed by your Holy Spirit. We ask you to give us clear focus, and Father, give us wisdom. That's our desire, that we may know you more and live for you. Father, use this time. Let the words that are spoken be yours, and give us ears to hear and eyes to see you more clearly. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. As we go through our questions, and I can't tell you how incredible some of them are, and what a joy it is to go through them. Today, our question is, what does the Bible say about judging other people? I'm going to tell you, when I read that question, I thought I can pull out a bunch of Bible verses. Because there's a lot. If y'all don't know, there's a lot. But the more I thought about this question, the more I believe this is one of the top sins in every one of our lives, and we dismiss it as no big deal. Think about that for a minute. We dismiss this sin as this is not that big a deal. And I just, they shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have been that way. They shouldn't have looked that way. You ever done that?
Have I ever done that? The sad part is I might have done it yesterday. In my biggest problem is, can you not hear me? Hey, look at that. See if it's on. My old eyes aren't working. Is that on?
Well, usually when the green light lit up.
Okay. Is that better? Okay. Awesome. That's way loud though, right?
They'll adjust it. Keep talking.
I'll keep talking. Well, my problem is usually when I'm in my vehicle, I think I can drive better than everyone else. And so, therefore, if somebody doesn't drive the way I think they should, I kind of have a conversation with them sometimes. And my wife's like, they cannot hear you. You are just annoying me. They can't hear what you're saying. Yeah, I'll say stuff like, when you learn how to drive, you're really going to enjoy that. Or maybe other things that aren't so nice. So the problem is that we need to focus on the love more than the judge more. That's what we need to really realize. I'm not saying that we don't have the responsibility to keep each other accountable, but we do have the responsibility to obey God's word by sharing who he is. And, if you're a believer, you guys know me. So, is this too low? Is that my problem? Is that better? Is that better? Okay. Let me just hold it. How about that? For me, okay, when you see me doing something that you think is unscriptural, I would very well expect you, being a fellow believer of mine, to come and put your arm around me and say, hey, Brian, I don't know if you should talk to your wife like that. Just saying. Or whatever it is, right? Okay?
But let me tell you something.
I don't think that's judging.
But that generally is not our intent. In the moment when I look at you and go, oh, look what they did. I'm not trying to get you back on the right course. Generally, I'm making an observation about you so I will feel better about me. You follow me?
I would never do that. Right? Isn't that what I would never, I'm way better than that guy, right? He did what to his wife? Oh, I've never hit my wife, not physically. I would never do that, right? That's how we look at it. And to me, that's not the what. What's I can't remember the exact verse, but there's a verse in the Bible that talks about the 2x4 in your eye or the plank or whatever it is. I told Chad I had all these ideas of wearing a judge suit up here with a big mallet and bringing a 2x4 and having it up on my eye because I can't speak to any of this because I have things in my life that I'm dealing with too. Chad and I, Jody, we're all walking through this Christian walk with you, and we're trying to be in front of you, but some of you all are in front of me. Some of y'all have been living this life way longer than I have, and you know more about God's Word and how to live that way. And I'm hoping to learn that from you. That's where we need to be, is in that mindset.
Speaking of that scripture, let's go look at it. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Because one of the things that I know for me and for all of us, we need to be careful of understanding the implications. Did I say that right? What word is that? Okay, there you go. Don't judge me. Of judging others. Okay? There's a consequences to it, and we pass that off as no big deal. Look at Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. I'm going to keep going in a second, but let that sink in on us. What does that mean?
It means sometimes Brian needs to keep his mouth closed.
No, that never happens.
Just saying, it does mean that though, right? Sometimes you just need to be quiet and take it to the Lord, right? Because if you're having an issue with someone, yes, we should take it to them if it's a personal issue. But if it's not a personal issue that's affecting you, maybe you should just go to God with it and let that go.
Look at verse 39. Then Jesus gave the followers the following illustration. Can one blind lead another? You ever said that? Blind leading the blind? This is where it comes from. You know how many of those sayings we have come from Scripture and people don't even know it? Makes me laugh. But can one blind lead another? Won't they both fall into the ditch? Students are not greater than the teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become the teacher. What he's saying to you and I, in what Jesus is telling us, is you're in no position to pass judgment on anybody for anything. Driving or not, you're not in a position. You're not the teacher. Look at verse 41. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? I believe the reason we are so quick to judge people on any level is because we want to feel better about ourselves. Because if I can look at you and see how bad of a Christian you are, then I'm not such a bad Christian. Right? Guess what? That's not what God looks at. That's not what God looks at. And I can almost guarantee you, because everybody in here's been around a few years, I bet.
Except Parker. Except Parker.
Except
Michael.
And Charlie.
Oh, and? That's correct.
But here's the thing. I bet you have been hurt more in your life by people who call themselves Christians than anybody else. Right? because they thought they were in a position to be the teacher and look at you and say, oh, you're doing that wrong. You're not. That a Christian would never do that. I can't tell you how many times people have said that to me. A Christian would never do that. Now, I know what you would say.
I try not to judge people like that, to be honest with you. But I also believe, I do believe that if Chad saw me doing something that he thought was inappropriate, we have a relationship, so he could come to me. Now, if I go to a complete stranger, and I'm not talking about going out and sharing the gospel on the street or trying to. For some reason, I've been getting on my Twitter feed, I've been getting a lot of videos about abortion protesters. I'm not talking about those guys that are trying to show people the right way, but they also need to do it in love. What I'm talking about is because we have a relationship, if he sees me stepping out of line, he can lovingly come and bring me back in. I don't think Chad's trying to say, I'm better than you, Brian. But that's because we have a relationship. If you don't have a relationship with someone that you're close to, that's why I believe God wants us to build relationships. It's not so we can judge each other, but so we can love people back into fellowship. I think that's what he really calls us to do.
And I'll tell you this, and over the course of our friendship, on more than one occasion, I have said something about somebody. Okay? Either judging or making a comment. And what he said back to me on more times than I can count is, who has the problem, them or you? Who has the problem, them or you? It will immediately take you to a different place of thinking. I got a video I want to show because the first place that I think we most always go is we judge appearances. And we look at somebody and whether they're standing on the street corner with a sign or they're walking into a room and they are differently dressed than everybody else, we pass a judgment. And this illustration I want to show you is from a TV show that I saw a number of years ago, and it is such a testament of all of us. Watch this. Am I in anybody's line of sight?
How old are you, Susan?
I am 47. That's just one side of me.
Okay.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Did you? No.
I dream of love that never dies. I dream of love that never dies.
very much, Susan Pears.
Without a doubt, that was the biggest surprise I have had in 3 years on this show. When you stood there with that cheeky grin and said, I want to be like Elaine Page, everyone was laughing at you. No one is laughing now. That was stunning. An incredible performance.
Okay, moment of truth. Here's yes or no.
The biggest yes I have ever given anybody.
Amanda?
Yes, definitely.
Brilliant. Amanda, you too!
Susan Boyle, you can go back to the village with your head held high. It's three yeses.
If you don't know who she is, when you saw her, do you expect that voice to come out of that body? This was about 12 years ago, and I was watching it when it took place, and I'll tell you, I was like everybody else when I saw her. To date, today, in Great Britain, only Elvis and the Beatles have sold more albums than her. But you look at her and pass a judgment. And you and I do that all the time.
I did. I saw this live also. I don't know if it was live, but I saw it on TV. When I saw her, I thought she came out to do a comedy act because she's kind of funny looking and she was doing that silly dancing. And I thought she was, and I thought, okay. The other thing I thought, which is judgmental of me, was that's what all British people look like. Besides the three judges, all of them look that way. That's what I, you know, they're all, you know, that's what I thought in my mind. And then when she started singing, I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? I went and downloaded her stuff on my iTunes. That's what I did. I've got her music on my phone right now, some of it. Okay, so because she can sing, okay, we look at the outside of people so often that we forget that God really only cares about the inside. What is inside of you? What is inside of your neighbor? What is inside of the people you work with, that you go to school with? That's all God cares about.
Especially, it needs to be a wake-up call for us, especially for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And turn with me to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, I'm going to read verses 11 and 12. Don't speak evil against each other, dear brothers and sisters. If you criticize or judge each other, then you are criticizing and judging God's law. But your job is to obey the law, not judge it. That's our job. Obey the law. Verse 12, God alone who gave the law is the judge. He alone has the power to save or to destroy. So what right do you have to judge your neighbor? What right do I have? What right? We don't have any rights.
No, none. And that's because we live in the United States, having rights is something that we all stand on. We have the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. What are we fighting for all the time? Well, the Second Amendment is so we can fight for the First Amendment. You know, that's what, if God gave us these rights, which I do believe, I don't know if he really gave us the right to bear arms, but I'm glad we have it. But on the other side of that, I do believe he gave us freedom of religion. I believe he gave us freedom of speech. I believe that is definitely from God, okay? And we need to exercise those freedoms. But on the other side of that, as a Christian, we also have to realize when you gave your life to Christ, your life is no longer yours. You have no rights to your life. It's his life. Let him use you the way you want to be used. He wants you to be used.
Our job is to obey the law.
That's correct.
To gain wisdom, to be more like Christ, and to love each other. the thing that is the other side of the challenge in judging people for us, especially once you get past knowing someone, especially in the church, because I think our first idea is we judge people by their look. But the second thing, and this is, I think, a bigger deal in church, is we judge people by what we think their intent is. He's doing this because of that. And sometimes we miss the mark. And I got another video to illustrate what I mean by this. Watch this.
Awesome job. You know what I'm thinking? Snack time. Okay, let's see what we have here. Which one do you want? That wasn't nice of Rachel. Where did she pick up those greedy tendencies? Taking both apples and biting into them. That's so unlike her.
Dad?
What is it, honey?
Have this one. This apple's more juicier and sweeter.
What do you think her intent was when she took both apples? It wasn't that. That so often happens to us. We see something somebody does and we pass judgment because she took both apples. Now, I don't want to get into, I don't want the apple after she took a bite of it. Don't miss the point, okay?
That's where I was going.
Her point was to find the best for her dad. And we see somebody do something that looks one way. She took both apples. But that was never her intent.
Never. I saw a movie a long time ago where this kid was stealing hot dogs. It was an Elvis movie, if anybody remembers Elvis movies. They were all the same. But anyway, this kid was stealing hot dogs, and from Elvis's perspective, this little girl was stealing a lot of hot dogs. Well, the reason she was stealing the hot dogs is her dad was out of work, and they needed food, so she was getting food for all her siblings to have a hot dog. So, of course, Elvis put the guy to work and saved the day and all that. But anyway, the point was, when you first saw the girl stealing, you thought, she's a crook. You know, she's, look at her. But in reality, she was doing it because she loved her family and wanted that. She wanted to be able to feed her brothers and sisters. So that was the intent of her heart. But looking on the outside, you would never, you wouldn't think that. And I'm not saying it's okay to steal, especially you younger ones in here, Parker. Don't be doing that. But you see my point. You need to know the intent of someone's heart before you can judge them. And a lot of times we don't know the intent of people's hearts.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Many times we don't know. We judge from the outside, and we really don't know what the intent's on. And sometimes the intent's not that great, like, I would rather her just take whichever apple she thought was better than bite it and give me. But her intent was to find the best for me. And that needs to be the focus. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Live in harmony with each other. Live in harmony with each other. That is a scriptural command for us to live in harmony. Live in harmony. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Anybody enjoy the company of a know-it-all? Anybody?
Hey, you should have said that because somebody in the church raised their hand, so you were judging them, just saying. But I had a friend in high school. Julie and I just talked about him this weekend.
Were you judging?
I was not judging. I was commending, I guess, would be okay. The word, maybe. But what happened was, he was this guy. He ended up being my lab partner in biology, too. Didn't know the guy until then. I knew who he was because Mansfield's not that big, but I didn't really know him. And a lot of people gave me bad perceptions of this young man. So when he became a lab partner, that was my perception of him, was my other friends, what they said about this guy. Come to find out, yeah, he is a know-it-all, but he really did know a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? And so he wasn't very athletic. He played baseball with us. I was okay. He was below me, okay? Let's just say that. I'm not going to say he was terrible because I don't want to be a judge, but he was terrible. And all my friends were good at baseball. They all liked baseball. He loved baseball, too. He just was not athletic. So they kind of put him on the outs. So he had to find a way to be successful, and it was by knowledge. He knew a lot of stuff, and he did not, probably even to this day, he still will share it with you. I know Jody knows him, Robert Castleman, okay? And I love the guy. He was in my wedding, and the reason that I love him, it's not because he was a know-it-all, but because he would do anything to help me. So don't just judge a person because you think they're a know-it-all, although no one really likes to be that, right? But what is their intent? And I knew he just wanted to be good at something, and that was why he was the way he was. So that was his thing anyway.
Verse 17 says, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Verse 18, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. I guarantee you that most of us had a grandmother or somebody in your life, a teacher, somebody who said at some point, if you can't say something good, I'm going to close on that. Let's stand. Father, let us be people who desire to live in harmony with each other. Father, remind us that it is so easy for us to judge, but you are the only true judge. And so let us live our lives in such a way that we bring you glory and we bring other people closer to you. Father, we love you, and let us be Christians that people want to be around because of how much we love you. Let us walk out of here at this moment spreading love and not hate. Let us look at people's heart and let us be focused on you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.